just hardworking people.
You think more of that was seen in the city then?
I think so in the city, because I noticed when after I got in the Marine Corps and I went to Memphis, Tennessee, I could tell that the cities were a whole lot different as far as drugs, crime, and everything was different. Mm-hmm. And of course, the mafia and everything was around at that time. You could see it, you know, in Memphis. And I'm sure it was in Atlanta, underworld or whatever, too. Mm-hmm. New York City. But it's, people say, well, the world's getting worse now and everything, but I don't really think it. The morals of people are still the same in a way. They're just more people.
Right. Different types of people.
Because people were getting killed back then, you know, shooting each other over family problems.
Can you think of anything else that you want to tell me about? Anything
else? Well, I did, you're talking about the way you was raised up. I don't think the parents nowadays spend the time with the children that they ought to. When I was a kid, my daddy would, on Saturdays, he would make a special point to take my brother and I fishing. And he would take us down on the Tennessee River, and we would stay out, gone all weekend usually. And we would sleep out on the riverbank, and we'd fish, and daddy spent a lot of time with us.
As busy as he was.
And if he had something, he'd at least try to do this once a month, but on a lot of Saturdays he had to work. Mm-hmm. Because it was a hard life up there. In fact, back in the early 50s, about 54, my daddy he couldn't find a job anywhere in Tennessee. And he went up to Akron, Ohio, and got a job with B.F. Goodrich and Company. Worked for them for about a year to make a living for us.
But y'all didn't move, y'all stayed?
We stayed in Tennessee, and my brother and I, we stayed there and helped my mom and worked on the little old farm and cut wood and kept everything going when he was gone. Mm-hmm. And he tried to get mother to move to Akron, Ohio, but she wouldn't move. So he finally came on back and got him a job when he came back, mm-hmm. working at a dairy farm. Which was hard work. He'd go into work at about 3 o'clock in the morning and stay till 9, 10 o'clock at night working at this dairy farm, milking cows.
Do you think that the time that you spent in the military made you a better person, or probably a stronger person?
Yes. I was kind of a mama, well, I won't say I was a mama's boy, but the time in the military did make me stronger. It made me realize, you know, what life is all about and things. And it was a real good experience. And I was on my own in the military. I knew that because Daddy was kind of poor and he couldn't help us. And in the military, you didn't make a whole lot of money when I first went in. About $78 a month was the base pay in the military. And after we got married, it was really rough. I drawed about $31.80 every 2 weeks. And Johnny got a little allotment check of about $100, and that's what we lived off of. Mm-hmm. And it made, you know, it either made you or break you. But we survived it. And it made you appreciate life. And it did. Of course, you knew you had all your medical bills paid, and mm-hmm. it was, you know, and you could go to the PX and buy stuff at a little cheaper price once you could buy it out from regular stores.
But when you were in Vietnam, Johnny maybe had to go home, stay with her parents because she couldn't afford to live. I don't know, it would have been hard, I guess.
It would have been hard for her. In fact, she tried it there for a little while, living in an apartment on her own, but it was real lonesome for her. And her daddy, he didn't want her living by herself because she was still the baby of the family. And so he went and got her out of the apartment and brought her home. And she worked on the farm, like I said before, and worked in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had an automobile. She had my 55 Chevrolet at that time that I left when I was in Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
What was the hardest part of being over there, with seeing all the death? And
yes, the hardest part was the death. go out to and see the a lot of times you see just bodies everywhere. There's hundreds of bodies in some of these battles. Most of the time they tried to keep it, we tried to keep it medevac every time and everything, tried to pick up the bodies and get them bagged and get them out of sight because they knew what it would do to a person's mind, you know, if they
seen
their
own body. So you actually had to touch these people?
I never did have to touch them. Most of the time they had a team of people that would go out and pick them up, put them in the body bags, and they would ship them down to Saigon or wherever, you know, and put them in the coolers.
So were you on the helicopter?
Yes, we'd have to go out a lot of times and clean the helicopters up for the blood or whatever. I have seen brains, guys' glasses cut ahead to where a bullet hit them and picked them up, you know. And we our squadron tried to not get in too much of the medevac that was left up to the smaller helicopters, like I said before, but we did. We go out, and during the Battle of Hastings, we brought in a lot of captured weapons, and we would go out and pick up the weapons and bring them in. We unloaded several loads of rifles and everything during the Battle of Hastings, and they would be, sometimes there'd be parts of bodies left in with a rifle or something if they loaded them.
Hand still holding on,
finger in the trigger or something like that. That we kept.
I don't know how they identified the dead. So that's what bothers me is how do they really know who they had?
The dead were identified usually by your teeth, by your dental records. That's the way the dead were identified. Of course, you have your dog tags. If they could find the dog tag, they would take his dog tag and stick it between his teeth, you know, when he picked them up. I'm not saying they were all identified correctly, because I've heard some, you know, if a woman just blew away completely with a landmine, they probably just picked up what they thought was his remains and
really
put them in a bag.
Don't know who's buried there.
My buddy got ate up with a shark. They found part of his skeleton, and my other buddy went over to identify him, and he said that there was hardly no way to identify him, but they did have his dog tag.
Yeah.
And he did agree, sign the papers that was my buddy.
And he fell off of the boat, right?
No, he was out on the beach, out on some coral, and he fell off and bumped his head against the coral, and the sharks got him. Him and this other friend was out, they had a little free time, and they was out on the beach playing. And I don't know how true it is, I understand that they'd been doing some drugs, too. And this buddy of mine that got killed, he had told me, he said, I don't want to go back home. Because his wife had got pregnant when he was in Vietnam, and he said he did not want to go back. He said he wanted to die in Vietnam.
And another person's child.
And, mm-hmm, and he did. So he did die in Vietnam like he wanted to.
I
don't think it was a suicide. I think he just got on to the drugs and got disorientated, and they was down playing probably, and he fell off into that, and he was hit on the coral.
Did that happen a lot?
Yeah, there was a lot of suicide. We had one guy that, he was not in my squadron, but he was in another squadron. He pulled the pin out of a hand grenade and lay down on the hand grenade, killed himself.
Was it a problem back home?
There were a lot of the wives back home, and several guys in our outfit that the wives would write them a letter, Dear John letter, what they called it, that they'd run off with another man or they couldn't take it anymore. But this particular guy, we was real good friends. He lived in Collegeville, Illinois, and we had planned on kind of going into business when we got out of the Marine Corps.
That was hard on you then?
Unfortunately, he got killed.
Would it have been worse on you if you'd gotten killed in combat than the way he died?
Yeah, I don't think so, not really. In fact, I believe I'd had rather seen him get killed in combat than the way he died.
Mm-hmm.
As far as any benefits and all that, he received the same benefit that he would have received in combat.
Yeah.
And his name is on the wall.
Is it really? Have you been there?
I had not been to the Big Wall. I went when they had the mobile wall that you stand it on. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could ever go?
I am going in September.
Going or you
ready to talk? No,
I'm okay.
I've got to have pictures of.
Well, you can show me some of that. I'll be good. I think I've got enough for my paper.